Emeritus Fellow Mouse. We had no time to lose. If we wanted to break the story of the secret behind the Mona Mouser, we would have to find all of the clues before those other mysterious mice did. The ninth clue was a statue of Emeritus Fellow Mouse, the founder of the first elementary school in New Mouse City.
Go to see my old teacher, Abacus Fastsums, Trap suggested. He can tell you all about it.
So Benjamin and I headed out early the next morning. We got to the school at 7 o'clock before classes started. Abacus Fastsums, an old mouse with gray fur, was perched behind his desk. He wore thick glasses and was scribbling into a notebook.
What can I do for you?
He asked wearily. Then he saw Benjamin.
Is this your son?
Actually, I began, but he interrupted me.
I assume you are here to enroll him,
Abacus said. No, I...
Well, you can't. It's too late. The enrollment list is closed,
Abacus informed me. You don't understand.
What? Speak up,
the old mouse shouted.
I'm a bit hard of hearing.
I raised my voice. I've been sent by Trap, an old student of yours.
What? Ours? I think it's 7 o'clock,
Abacus replied. I tried again. Trap told me about the statue of Emeritus Fellow Mouse. Abacus frowned.
What? Farmhouse? This is a school, not a farmhouse.
No, the statue of Emeritus Fellow Mouse,
I repeated impatiently. I pointed out the window where the statue could be seen in the courtyard. Abacus nodded.
Oh, the statue. Yesterday, a mouse came in, a rather mature student. He wanted to get a close look at it. Who did you say sent you?
Trap!
I shouted. He finally caught on.
What? Trap? Oh, why didn't you say so? I'll never forget Trap. He was the most troublesome student I ever had,
Abacus said.
Once, he climbed on top of the statue of Emeritus Fellow Mouse to put a banana on his snout. Then, there was the time he nailed shut the drawers on my desk, and the day he put chewing gum on my chair. What a pest! And yet...
The old mouse looked moved. He wiped a tear away from his eye.
Trap is the only one who still sends me Christmas cards. Look here.
He opened a desk drawer and took out a big bundle of cards tied with red ribbon. I recognized my cousin's writing. Abacus put away the cards and walked toward the door.
Follow me,
he said. He led us to the statue. I examined it carefully. Emeritus Fellow Mouse stood on a school desk. He held up an inkwell engraved with the letter S. I turned to Abacus.
Thank you for your time, I said. I hope it wasn't too much trouble.
Bubbles? I don't see any bubbles,
Abacus said. Benjamin giggled. I just sighed and waved goodbye.